Shalom and hi everyone. Welcome to the United Herzog podcast. You're probably familiar with learning concepts such as collaborative learning, the jigsaw method, self-directed learning, and active learning. Sometimes these methods and techniques seem a little bit vague. United Herzog has prepared a series of short and focused podcasts on a number of educational approaches. The podcasts are workshops for building lesson plans based on diverse, inviting, and engaging learning practices that encourage students to take an active and meaningful part in their learning. We've also prepared accompanying materials for you and your students that help improve their learning using these practices. These practices may be adapted to any content and any age group. So go ahead, take the material you've planned to teach, find a quiet place, put on your headphones, and join us. Sometimes it feels like we have a mess inside our heads. We are trying to learn or understand some topic or concept, and we cannot fully organize the insights and learning process. The thoughts and images come to our mind, and we have difficulty describing them, conceptualizing them, and writing them all down. Unlike writing, mind maps are a tool that enables us and our students to connect and organize ideas and concepts in a visual way, using texts, symbols, and images. Mind maps make it possible to assimilate the learning and thinking processes in a more profound way. Mind maps can help us summarize a lesson or a topic, make group thinking processes smoother, problem solving, decision making, or reviewing a topic or an assessment. When we look at mind maps, we see something that ranges between a drawing and an infographic. We see a topic that is written in the center of the map, usually in large letters, and then branches out from it. Each branch has a title of one or two words, which will sometimes be accompanied by a drawing that illustrates the topic. Each branch that comes out of the main topic will usually have another level of sub-branches. You can use different colors to draw different branches so that they are given a different character and emphasis. Sometimes in mind maps, we look beyond the main two levels of branches, but you can draw as many as you need. You can see examples of mind maps on the website or simply search the internet for them. I suggest looking at examples to get an idea of how things can be laid out, but your personal expression is the best way to imagine mind maps. Mind maps are a tool that's important to experiment with. They enable branching, thinking, and the use of visual elements, such as different colors and drawings. If you do not feel comfortable drawing, you don't have to, but I do suggest that you experiment with drawing, even if it's not perfect, mainly for the sake of the experience. Please stay with us. In the next unit, I will let you experiment with mind maps and will give you some ideas on how to use mind maps as a tool. Let's get going. Are you here? Great. I suggest you sit in a place where you are comfortable to work. Maybe put on headphones and prepare a tool for documenting the structure of the lesson. It can be a notebook, a sheet of paper, or a computer. For this project, you will also need some white sheets of paper, preferably a size A3, but a regular printer page can also work. Also, you should have different colored markers. I will explain each step and give you time to work while listening to music. If you feel you need more time, stop the recording, finish your work, and get back to us. In this next section, I will explain how to create a mind map for your next lesson. Sometimes I will be talking and explaining what to do, and sometimes I will just let you work with quiet music in the background. In the first stage, I suggest you experiment with making a mind map yourself. Take a blank white sheet of paper and some markers. In the center of your page, write the topic of the lesson you are going to teach, and circle the topic or add a picture that symbolizes it. Now think of the components of the subject you want to teach. These can be subtopics, questions deriving from the main topic, or maybe experiences that you want the students to encounter. Draw lines, almost like the branches of a tree coming out of the main theme, and write the sub-themes, questions, or experiences on these lines. I suggest you use different colors and even include drawings for the sections you wrote. Don't worry if you don't know how to draw. The goal is your experience. Take a minute to write. Now that you have written the subtopics or activities, I suggest you write another level, another step that develops your subtopics even further. This might include questions that the students raise, possible experiences or issues for in-depth studying. You may want to list the sources of information that will be included in the field. There are no rules. This stage is to help your logic and thinking. Take 2 minutes to write the additional level, and if you need to, stop and come back to us. Have you finished? Great! This was your first experience of mind maps. This method can also be used to look at your lessons in a different way, to understand them for you or for your students. Now let's review some ideas for using mind maps in lesson plans. You can use mind maps to summarize a lesson. Teach students the technique of mind maps and allow them to use them to summarize the lesson during or at the end of the lesson. As an idea for an exercise at the end of the lesson, ask everyone to summarize the lesson using a mind map. Then ask the students to divide into pairs and share their mind maps and how they perceive the lesson. The differences can help the students see different angles of the lesson. And you as teacher can get a broader picture of how the students internalize the topics that you've taught. You can also use mind maps for group work. Divide the students into study or research groups and ask them to summarize the topic using a mind map instead of a written product. It is important to encourage the students to make several drafts before reaching the final product, and, of course, that all group members agree on the product and way of presenting the information. At the end of the lesson, or lessons, ask each group to present the topic using the mind maps they've created and explain them in detail. Similarly, you can also ask students to hang up their mind maps on the walls, look at each other's thinking maps. Whether done in groups or individually, each student gets 2 different colors of sticky notes. In one color, they write things they understood or learnt from the mind maps. And the other color is used to write questions they thought of when looking at the mind maps. This also encourages the creators of the mind maps to have a clear message to the target audience and the students to be involved and curious in the learning process. You can use the points brought up on the student's sticky notes as a component of the assessment process and as another dimension of peer evaluation. Mind maps can be used as an assessment tool, either individually or in groups. Mind maps can be a tool for students to present their learning. As a start, I suggest giving the students a framework. Here's an example. Write the main idea in the center of a map. Take out 3 to 5 branches, and from each branch, take 2 to 4 more branches. This limitation allows students to focus and not get too carried away. Use different visual images like pictures or icons or different colors to promote different ideas. Present the mind map to the class. I suggest you use the compass for evaluating the mind map that we created. Also, I suggest that you show the indicator to the students when giving them this assignment so that they know exactly what they should be focusing on. This will help you evaluate the work of the students. See, there are many ideas for using mind maps as a tool in the classroom. I suggest you choose one of the ideas and build a lesson plan around it. Also, let the students experiment with low-stake mind maps before doing a learning task with them. Let them experiment with creating a mind map on something that interests them or an issue that concerns them. And only after they have tried to use it, use it as a learning tool in the classroom. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Don't forget to also visit the United and Herzog College websites, where you will find additional materials about the practices and other useful resources for future lessons, inspiration, and enrichment. Good luck!